Hello and welcome to Keysight Auto Tech Talk. My name is Hui Ying, your e-mobility advocate here with Keysight, where we aim to enable better electric vehicles and an even better planet through green tech innovations. Now, electric vehicles and electric vehicle supply equipment, which we commonly call EV and EVSD, they must conform to different global standards for operational safety and performance. With shorter EV design and development cycles and the ramp up of global charging infrastructure, ensuring both EV and EVSC compatibility is critical for time to market success. Now, to help us identify some key market challenges toward EV adoption and ways to overcome them, I've invited my colleague, Julia Tomtik, who's our Keysight Solution Marketing Specialist for Charging Test, to share his insights. Guten Tag, Julian, how are you today?
Guten Tag, Hu Ying, thanks, nice. And what about you? Thank you for the introduction, Hu Ying, and for the opportunity to give our viewers more insights of in charging technology and charging test. So I have been working for Keysight for more than 2 years now, and we are moving into a more exciting time for e-mobility than ever before. So maybe let's get started for the questions.
Yes, there we go now, charging forward. So the first question to get us started is, can you share with us what are some of the biggest concerns that end users of electric vehicles might have? For example, what might keep the general driver like myself from buying an electric car?
So let's get started. So in the next few years, we will see a lot of new EVs from different well-known and also new manufacturers on the streets. And to make this transformation happen, so several main issues need to be solved and several hurdles stand in the way of general acceptance and spread of e-mobility. So in my opinion, the biggest concern end users of EV have keeping them from buying an EV is the lack of charging infrastructure.
Right. So it's my concern.
Yeah. And the number of EVs is growing much faster than the number of public charging stations.
Right.
But the situation is definitely different for today's EV drivers. So most of them can charge at home or at work, for example, and studies expect that 88% would buy an EV again. So, but most of them are borrowed by the charging time or range. And this describes exactly the dilemma between the electric driving range and also the charging time. And bigger EV batteries resolve range anxiety, but also require higher DC charging power for long distance travel. And another hurdle I want to mention, but one I won't go into detail, is the higher purchase price for EVs.
Exactly.
And also, exactly. And in addition, battery life can also a financial burden. And under current estimates, most EV batteries will last somewhere between 10 or 20 years before they need to be replaced. So, however, as with many other components of older cars, the battery will eventually begin to degrade. So batteries are designed to not die fully, but to slowly lose charge capacity over time. And replacement ranges from $0 to $20,000 based on dozens of factors.
That's a lot of money, right?
It's a lot of money, exactly. And regarding also the higher purchase price for EV. But if a battery is within its manufacturer warranty, typically 8 years and 100,000 miles, then you should get a replacement battery at no extra cost. Mm-hmm. But the next hurdle or another hurdle I want to address is definitely the interoperability between the EV and the charging station. So
explain more about this very big word, interoperability.
Yeah, short example, short scenario about this.
Right.
So imagine, Hu-Ying, you're driving your new electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. And then you're driving, and you're close to run out of battery.
Okay.
Then you finally manage to find a charging station.
Right.
But then you want to charge, but the car just won't charge. Okay. So I guess you will be very disappointed.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I think beyond disappointment, I will probably panic. Because imagine if I'm stranded on a highway somewhere, right? So that is a real concern.
And what's next? And who will you blame? So the manufacturer of the charging station or the vehicle. So it really doesn't matter whose fault it was or what caused the issue. Indeed. All of it is unknown. So the only certain thing we know, we can say it's definitely the interoperability issue. And that's why a comprehensive and detailed testing is required, so for both for vehicle and charging infrastructure.
So thank you, Julian, for sharing this interesting concept that we have to ensure both the electric vehicle and the charging station communicate properly. So I guess we can dive a little bit more into that later on. But my next question would be, the OEMs or electric vehicles and charging station equipment and the charging point providers, you know, what can they do collectively or individually in their own segment to address some of these concerns about interoperability?
Yeah, good question. So most of the OEMs want to sell their electric vehicles all over the globe, and therefore they must comply to all different charging standards. And the charging standards are constantly evolving, so ensuring conformance to a broad variety of all global standards is a big challenge for the whole industry. And we know that EV and charging stations are communicating with each other. Vehicle demands certain charging parameters and the charging stations delivers them. But we want to be sure they perform as expected, and we need to verify they properly sense what really happens in the circuit. So therefore, testing should cover both signaling and power delivery, as well as support possibility to emulate an ideal counterpart of any available standard. And of course, the test solution should be scalable and also future-proof for the upcoming standard changes. So how would the EV or charging station manufacturer do that in quality? Doing one-to-one testing is not really an option. It is impossible to cover all the variations of implementations on the market. So it's not clear which system fails in case of an issue. And our proposed solution with a universal device in between allows not only to emulate a good fully compliant counterpart, but also to introduce errors against the device under test in a fully controllable manner. So standard compliant design of EVs and EVSEs and enabling high power charging by testing, in the best case, this is done automatically.
Mm-hmm. So meaning that actually with a universal tester, you can test against different scenarios. So for example, if I'm a car maker, right? I don't need to test my electric vehicle against different models of charging stations. I mean, to make sure I understood that. That's very interesting.
It's the best scenario.
Right. Okay. And moving on next, I would like to find out more about some of the important technology trends in e-mobility charging. Is there a particular trend that is standing out that people should be aware of, for example?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm happy to answer the question. So the charging sector is evolving very dynamically over the last few years. And at the moment, a lot of institutions and companies are working on several different topics in parallel. Therefore, several trends are currently focused on and will be rolled out in the near future. So I see three key trends. The first, the high power charging. Second, plug and charge. And third, smart charging, including bidirectional charging. So it's a lot of going on the market right now, exactly. And the first trend I would like to mention is definitely high power charging and describes this already seen dilemma between the electric driving range and the charging time. So bigger EV batteries resolve range anxiety, but also require higher DC charging power for long distance travel. And the customer demands a higher driving range. In order to meet this requirement, the manufacturers are building larger batteries. However, these batteries now require a longer charging time, unless the EVSE manufacturers follow and develop high power DC fast chargers. You heard about maybe the harmonization between the Japanese charging standard CHAdeMO and the Chinese charging standard GPT, the harmonization called Zhaoji. Or also the European and American version of this, the megawatt charging system, or short MCS by Char-In EV. But there are also two more big trends I would like to mention. The another one would be maybe the seamless charging with plug and charge. So we need to make the EV charging experience at least as seamless as refueling as a gasoline or a diesel car at a gas station. Mm-hmm. So otherwise,
is that possible? Right. Because I think this is what I hear from my friends, like can you just drive up to any charging station and plug in, just like how you top up your petrol at any kind of petrol kiosk. So how does that work in the scheme of things to come? Right.
Yeah. Without plug and charge or this EV charging experience, we will never get people to switch over to electric vehicles. So interoperability among all stakeholders, from EV and charging stations manufacturers to CPOs, so the charge point operators, and mobility service providers, MSPs, is the key for user acceptance and economies of scale. The whole economy ecosystem of charging an EV and billing the customer is relatively complex. So all these stakeholders I mentioned need to implement certain industry standards and regulations. And right now the EV market is still in a nascent state. So EV drivers are faced with several apps and RFID cards just to get access to a charging station. So imagine if that was the case for fueling stations. Customers are getting confused and even terrified by the thought of having to go down that rabbit hole.
You have to, scroll on your phone for the right app, the right charging station, right?
Or if you lose your RFID card and you don't find it anymore, and that's exactly the problem. And if we keep that mentally up, then EV charging in the masses will never work. So the solution here to this must be a major roaming market between CPOs and also the MSPs, the same way as we used to roaming across cellular networks within Europe and around the globe. So secondly, we need also a charging process that's as simple as plugging in the charging cable, a simple play solution, or as we call it in the e-mobility industry, plug and charge.
It's like your phone, like for example, can I just clarify, is it like maybe an Android smartphone whereby you don't have to worry, you just plug in your USB-C and it works for different types of phones? Are we hoping to achieve that as well for electric vehicles, right?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the plug and charge, this convenience features enabled by the International Communication Standard called ISO 15118. And at the moment, everyone is talking about plug and charge, but if you dig a little deeper, then you will find out that hardly anyone has real hands-on experience on it. So one thing is but for sure, we'll see a lot more plug and charge solution coming to market with the coming 2 years. Mm-hmm. And to go into detail in this, the ISO 15118-2 standard automates the communication between the EV and the EVSE, and plug and charge technology will simplify the charging process for a while. So no need for authorization, payment, or even plugging the charging connector. Mm-hmm. And another big trend at the moment, or the third trend I see, is smart charging. So a high number of new EVs has a large impact on the electricity grid.
Yes.
For sure. With more and more EVs on the road, the focus is going into intelligent load management with the enablement of bidirectional power flow to avoid an overload and help keeping the electricity grid balanced. Mm-hmm. So with smart charging, it is possible to connect about 10 times more charging stations to the grid than without, because the system rotates intelligently between the active charge points. And the time of day and speed at which an EV chargers can be aligned with available grid capacity and therefore helps to keep the grid balanced. So if a local renewable energy sources are available, smart charging can send it directly to the charge point, which results in additional capacity and also in faster charging. And with smart charging solutions, the customers also should get total control of the peak power usages.
Right. So does it mean that the driver can actually even choose at which point to charge up the car so that it can be more cost effective. You pay less for the power.
Exactly.
Okay, that's very interesting. And the word bi-directional, I've been hearing quite a bit about it. So I can imagine in traditional ICE engines, right, combustion engine cars, it's the power is one way, the gasoline flows into the car and that's it. But in the near future, hopefully, when bi-directional power comes into play, does it mean that we are going to be able to maximize this renewable energy system? Is that something in the near future? Are we getting there soon? Julian, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I definitely say that it will be available in the near future. And the terms vehicle to grid and smart charging are sometimes used interchangeable. So I'd say vehicle to grid is a part of smart charging, and the smartness here is not instantly start charging an EV with the maximum available power once it get connected to a charging station. So instead, use the information about the EV's energy needs, the time available to fully charge the EV battery, the current utilization of the electricity grid, and the current and forecasted availability of renewable energy sources to come up with a better charging strategy. And this is also alleviates the need to reinforce the grid with new costly transformers and saves electricity costs for both private homes and business.
So Julian, thank you for your time today and sharing with us the future of e-mobility with smart charging and so many exciting things happening. Really look forward to the day whereby this becomes really a large scale adoption in different parts of the world. So thank you very much. Would you like to share any last insights with us before we close the episode?
Thank you, Ying, and it was a pleasure for me to show some insights in charging technology and charging test. And we will see us in the next time here, I guess.
Yes.